Next patient is Charles Panakia, P-A-N-A-C-K-I-A. This is the clinical case of a 47-year-old white male that is a patient of Ms. Heidi, H-E-I-D-I, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, A-P-R-N, that is referred to the practice because of the CKD, period. This patient comes today with changes in the chemistry. The comprehensive metabolic profile shows a creatinine of 1.7. The initial one was 1.3, the calcium 10.9. That was completely normal in the past. Albumin 4 and the serum electrolytes, the potassium is 4.3, the chloride is 101, CO2-31. And the sodium is 139. The estimated GFR, as mentioned before, went down to 49 mLs per minute. Period. The retroperitoneal ultrasound, as mentioned before, was unremarkable. And this time, the protein creatinine ratio is 488 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Everything is changing, and we are going to reassess that before we make a final decision regarding the therapy. During the next evaluation, we are going to ask for the PTH, calcium, and phosphorus. We're going to repeat the chemistry profile as well as the protein and creatinine ratio in order to corroborate the findings. Number two, hypokalemia that is under control. Number three, the patient has psoriasis that is treated with the administration of Stelara. The patient is doing much better. Following number, hypokalemia has been corrected. Now following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on pantoprazole. Following number, sleep apnea. The patient was evaluated by the pulmonologist. No sleep studies are going to be done tonight. Following number. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to nicotine abuse. Period. The patient has maintained the same body weight of 184 pounds. And the blood pressure is 103/65. He's taking 20 milligrams of propranolol every 12 hours. We are going to alternate 2 with 1 every day. 2 1 day, 1 the next day, and so on and so forth. We're going to continue monitor the blood pressure. Of note is administration of pantoprazole for the GERD. It could act in the magnesium absorption and in the calcium metabolism. Period. The patient will be reevaluated in 3 months. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.